From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday. VOA's Jeff Custer has a summary.
Comey told members of the committee he was confused by explanations Trump and his aides gave for his firing. Comey testified Trump had asked him on February 14th to let go of the Flynn investigation. Flynn was fired the previous day for lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington. Comey said Trump did not order him to stop the investigation of Flynn's connections with Russia, but said, "I took it as direction." Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Donald Trump wasn't tweeting during the hearing, but his son, Donald Trump Jr., was. One of several tweets read, quote, "Knowing my father for 39 years, he orders or tells you to do something, there is no ambiguity. You will know exactly what he means," unquote. The Senate Intelligence Committee then reconvened with Comey in the afternoon behind closed doors for further testimony. An exit poll suggested Thursday that British Prime Minister Theresa May's gamble in calling an early election has backfired, with her Conservative Party in danger of losing its majority in Parliament. An opposition Labour Party that had been written off by many pollsters surged in the final weeks of a campaign that was marred by deadly attacks in Manchester and London. The survey predicted the Conservatives would get 314 seats and Labour Party 266 seats. If confirmed, the results will be humiliating for May, who called the snap election in hopes of increasing her majority and strengthening Britain's hand in exit talks with the European Union. If she has failed, she could face pressure to resign. This is VOA. Qatar-based Al Jazeera News Network reported repeated cyber attacks on all its media platforms Thursday. Sources at the network also confirmed the attacks to reporters. Viewers in the region said they could no longer view Al Jazeera television. Al Jazeera is one of the largest news organizations in the world and has long been a source of conflict between Qatar and its neighbors, who accuse the network of bias. The alleged cyber attacks come at a time of heightened diplomatic tensions in the region. On Monday, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and the Maldives cut diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. With Brazil's presidency hanging in the balance, judges from the country's top electoral court debated Thursday whether to consider damaging new evidence ahead of a ruling that could force President Michel Temer from office. VOA's Philip Alexio.
The new evidence has come to light through plea bargains signed as part of the country's massive corruption probe known as Operation Car Wash. The defense argues that evidence in the case before the court was submitted long ago, and the new revelation should be excluded. Some judges appear to agree, but others seem to consider it fair game. The verdict, expected Thursday, has been delayed as additional court sessions have been scheduled for Friday and Saturday if necessary. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Germany and Argentina have agreed on fostering multilateral trade and protecting the environment from climate change. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday during her visit to the South American country.
Deutschland ist der festen Überzeugung, dass wir in einer gemeinsamen Welt leben, in der wir auch die Probleme nur gemeinsam lösen können. Ansonsten
Germany is convinced that we are living together in a world in which we must solve problems together, otherwise it won't be good for anyone in the end. Isolation may bring small short-term gains, but the Argentine president has explained very comprehensively that it is not good for the people at all. And therefore, I think that we have identified many common issues here, which we can stand together for.
Viele gemeinsame Punkte identifiziert haben, für die wir auch weiter eintreten können.
The Chancellor has criticized the United States' protectionist stance and called President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Pact extremely regrettable. Turkey's decision to send up to 3,000 troops to Qatar further cements their growing ties, but may eliminate a possible role for Ankara to mediate between Qatar and the Gulf states that recently cut ties with it because of alleged support for terrorism. Saying both countries face the same threats, Turkey agreed last year to open a military base in Doha and has already dispatched 150 to 300 troops. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.